So grace to all of you and peace from God, our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. If you want freedom from sin and to live a life of purpose, if you want to become a resilient disciple of Jesus Christ, and if you want to live an abundant life by the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm going to encourage you today to just focus on one thing, just one aspect of your life above anything else, and that is humility. There are too many scriptures that talk about humility to list them all, but there is one really important one that we just heard read from Philippians chapter 2. And this is a very interesting passage because biblical scholars think this is one of the oldest parts of the Bible, actually. I mean, oldest parts of the New Testament, I should say. That they think that this was probably an early hymn to Jesus or an early confession of what the first Christians believed their life should look like by being a follower of Jesus. I'm just going to read a section of it again, just to remind you. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. I think that to live in our world, you have to have kind of a high estimate of yourself. You kind of have to have a good enough self-esteem to keep going. Now, as children, we believe the world revolves around us, but even as we get older, we tend to be self-centered to a certain degree, and that's not all bad. I mean, it's how we survive. We have to find a way to feed ourselves. We have to find a way to stay warm or cool, whatever the temperature is. We have to seek out people who are going to take care of us. When a natural disaster hits, or there's a tragedy somewhere in the world, we consider, at first, what that's like for those people dealing with it. But it's hard not to think, oh, what if that happened to me? You know, or even, how is their tragedy going to affect my life? Is it? We always come back to thinking about ourselves. It's a natural thing to do, to focus on our personal life. But it can become a problem. Not all selfishness is a sin, but I believe that all sin comes out of our selfishness. Here's the thing, though. No matter how important you think you are, no matter how good you think you are, as Christians, we all have to admit Jesus is better than any one of us. Philippians explains that he is in very nature. His nature is different than ours. He's God. We're not. But even as powerful and good that he is, he chose to make himself nothing, to humble himself, to becoming just like us. He humbled himself by becoming a servant, even though if anyone deserved it, he should be the one that would be served, right? Not to be a servant. And then he humbled himself by dying on a cross, which was a very cruel and shameful death, especially for someone who didn't do anything wrong. If Jesus was willing to go through all of that, who are you and I to think that we deserve to be treated better? Now, one of the ways that Jesus taught us humility was by listening. God was his authority. He listened and obeyed his Father. Even though Jesus was equal to the Father, he showed us how to love God through this act of humility. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus is praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he prays, Abba, which just means Daddy, Daddy, Father, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will. Understand this. It wasn't just possible for God to change what Jesus had to do, but Jesus himself had the power to change his course of action as well. But Jesus followed his Father's will. He listened for the sake of the whole world. And what does that teach us? Jesus showed us what humility looks like when it comes to listening to God. Loving God means to be under his authority, Now, I think nowadays especially, people don't like that word authority. It makes us bristle. We don't like to listen. We don't like to obey or follow someone. But Jesus would say in the Gospel of John, if you love me, keep my commands. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. I know that there are lots of rules in the Bible, and maybe it's that some of them have changed since the Old Testament that we get confused, like, well, which ones do I even follow? Even if I wanted to follow, which ones do I follow? Because, for instance, Jesus made all foods clean, so we don't have to worry about whether we eat shrimp or pork anymore. No, that changed. Or when the Israelites in the Old Testament, they always had to sacrifice animals in order to, like, know that they were forgiven by God. We don't have to do that anymore because Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He was the Lamb of God that took away all of our sins once and for all. So those things have changed, I get it. But there are still a lot of laws and rules that we're still supposed to follow on a whole variety of subjects, like how we treat other people, how we use our money, how to stay faithful to God. We can't just throw those out just because they're inconvenient. We can't just throw them out just because we don't always understand all the rest of those laws. In our society, though, a lot of people are going to try to give you reasons why you don't need to follow God's rules any longer. They'll explain why it's okay to disobey God. They'll help you to justify why you don't need to listen anymore. We have evolved, they say, beyond that, or what the Bible says, or we know better than they did. I'm just saying that humility means to listen and obey God's word, to believe that even though you might not always agree, and probably a lot of times we won't understand, that we're supposed to follow his authority anyway. Jesus humbled himself under God's authority. He listened. He obeyed. We're just called to follow in his footsteps, to walk as Jesus walked. But another way that Jesus showed us how to live a humble life, that he showed his humility, was by not worrying so much about what other people thought of him. Now, this is a place I personally really struggle with, but I know that other people do as well, which is why I'm talking about it. Think of how many times people treated Jesus badly, even though he didn't deserve it at all. And what did he do in response? Nothing. He didn't do anything. He just allowed it to happen. He didn't even defend himself. He didn't fight back. When Pilate told him that he had the power to release Jesus, Jesus didn't plead for mercy. He didn't try to manipulate Pilate to do that. He just trusted that God was there to save him, that God would fight for him. Compare that to how we usually react when something happens to us that we don't think is fair. We complain. We agonize. We post on social media. We tell everyone who will listen to us how unfair life is. Sometimes we sue people. We get angry at God. Maybe we even try to take revenge. But living a life of humility means to accept our situation, to trust that God knows what we're going through, and we can trust him even in the worst circumstances. I mean, if Jesus could do it this way, why should we expect any different? So being a Christian doesn't always mean that everything's going to turn out well for us, in the short term at least. We may be treated very poorly, very badly sometimes. And yet God keeps saying things like, turn the other cheek, or overcome evil with good. Humility is what allows this to happen for us. We have to trust that God's going to fight for us, that we don't have to do all the fighting. We can be still and know that he is God. And sometimes it will all work out for us, but sometimes it won't. We believe that God knows the truth and that he will reward us for doing the right thing in the end. Again, I find this kind of humility very difficult. I'm not saying I'm very good at it. It's a very hard lesson to learn. But humility means not just putting God's word as our authority, put God's word above our own interests, but it means to trust God's plans over against our own plans. Now, the final act of humility that Jesus shows us is exemplified on that Palm Sunday that we're celebrating today, when he came into Jerusalem as a king, but riding on the humblest of these creatures, this donkey. Jesus, see, he deserved all the pomp and circumstance that was available at the time, and yet he didn't need those accolades. How might we live that kind of humility in our lives as well? To worry more about what God thinks about us than what other people do. Because see, we like to be rewarded on this earth because of our talent, because of our hard work. We think we deserve the best things in life because we're good people. But maybe living a life of humility would mean less money, less fame, less power. In Scripture, Jesus criticizes the Pharisees for always needing to sit in the places of honor at the feasts or wearing fancy white robes, like the one I'm wearing here, in front of people to let everybody know how good you are. He didn't like that kind of thing. How many times does our desire to be acknowledged by other people create problems in our lives? I'd say it's a lot. How many arguments? I mean, I know a lot of times families argue it's over like sibling rivalry when one child feels slighted by his or her parents over things like inheritance. You know, this kind of thing happens all the time. And how many times are there fights in a split family, for instance, when one parent doesn't feel like they're getting enough time with their child? I've seen families where one parent will like keep their kid in the car until their very last minute so that they're making sure they're getting equal time. Because everything has to be fair. Living a life of humility means letting God be the judge of what's right, what's fair. Spending our lives trying to please him rather than pleasing ourselves or pleasing other people. So again, as I was writing this message, I kept on thinking, man, I'm not good at this stuff. I'm not very good at this humility thing. But I think that's why it's extremely important to talk about for everybody. If you want freedom from your sin in your life, you've got to turn away from your selfish desires and spend more time thinking about how to listen and obey God's word. And if you want to find purpose in your life, you got to seek to follow God's plan, and that might be different than yours. His plan is for us to serve other people and to make their lives better rather than always seeking to make our life better. And if you want to live a life of abundance, don't worry so much about what other people think of you. Focus instead how you look in your heavenly Father's eyes. Because when you humble yourself under God's authority, you're going to find a life of purpose and freedom. The circumstances of your life, whether they're fair or unfair at any given moment, that's just going to stop mattering so much to you. Because you're going to start to experience a life that is led by the power of the Holy Spirit, just like Jesus did. Amen.